call the next case.
Johnson, Chucky, et al., we are Tommy, Patrick, Williams, Dean, Payne, Martin, to be held. Eric Hamilton, Deputy County Attorney, to be held.
You may proceed.
May it please the court, Zach Williams, on behalf of the appellant, I'd like to reserve 3 minutes of the court.
All right.
In this case of first impression, an issue is the taxation of transferable development rights, known by the acronym TDRs. What are TDRs? TDRs, I like to think of them as three-dimensional air rights that exist on a property. Undeveloped density, undeveloped development rights. They can help to protect properties with historic or natural resources. And they did, in fact, help to protect and store property. In this case, the appellant's properties, which contain historic garden-style apartment buildings in Arlington County, Virginia, just next to the courthouse. In 2015, the Arlington County Board approved the sale and transfer of TDRs from appellant's properties to a different property owned by developers to allow extra density for a new commercial office building. The transfer of the TDRs was conditioned on the appellant's reporting of historic uses, protecting the historic buildings on their property from future development. That easement was recorded in 2016, this year, and the TDRs were officially severed and transferred thereafter. But what brings us here today is that starting in 2012, 3 years before the County Board approved the TDRs, and 4 years before they were actually severed and transferred, the county started assessing TDRs on appellant's properties as though they were already distinct real estate property interests.
May I ask you this? Is there anything in the record that explains why Arlington didn't revamp their ordinance, their TDR ordinance, after the 2006 open market TDR statute?
There is not, but I think I can explain it.
Well, if it's not in the record, don't explain it, unless it's common knowledge.
Well, I think that I can't speculate why they haven't, but I can explain the differences and perhaps why Arlington has maintained its program. In addition to being a litigator, I'm also a land use attorney in Arlington, so I've had some experience myself in that arena. Now, in
what's the benefit to Arlington by not adopting the open market statute's provisions?
One important benefit, which is the county board retains all power and authority to approve these transactions.
So approving the receiving sites is the goal.
That's the linchpin, Your Honor, is that the county board in Arlington, as opposed to anywhere else in Virginia that can use TDRs, is the middleman. The county board is in the middle of any transaction.
So, therefore, you don't actually have a TDR until the board approves each and every transaction.
Correct. And
that's not the case with 2613.
That is correct.
Okay.
And the way that it's set up, and Arlington was sort of a test case. Arlington's a very dense county. It was sort of a test case statute. The way it's set up is that
So that I'm clear, may I ask a tag along to that?
Sure.
And the transaction is both the sending and the receiving site. It's a complete package.
The transaction is a land use development approval on the receiving site.
Right.
And so the county board doesn't just approve the transfer of the TDRs. They say how they can be used on the receiving site. Until the county board does that, you can't sell the TDRs, you can't transfer the TDRs, you can't sever the TDRs, you can't use the TDRs anywhere.
So until you get the green light at the end of your 3 years of negotiation, the TDRs are not transferable, they don't have any value.
That's correct, and you know, we're calling them TDRs. But they're not actually TDRs because they're not transferable.
They're wannabe TDRs.
They're wannabe, and we call them speculative, potential TDRs. But what they are is unused density. Unused density on a property because you have historic buildings. These historic buildings are only 4 or 5 stories high. In Arlington, as the court may know, that's not very high along the metro corridors.
If someone were to value that piece of real estate for sale, would they properly include the inchoate interest of the TDR as a part of the value?
So that's a great question. I think this is getting sort of the heart of the matter. Whenever you're valuing real estate, you value not only what's there, but the development potential. It plays into the valuation of real estate. development potential is ultimately unused density, unused development potential. I think that, you know, there's an argument to be made that there's development potential here that should be part of the real estate appraisal of this property. The thing is, the county did that. What the county did here is they did a direct capitalization income approach. They valued the property. They assessed the property. Presumably, they did it correctly. Then they added on top of that.
Right, so they did it the wrong way. In other words, if as part of your assessment of what the real estate is worth, they say, hey, you have all this unused density, so here's your assessment, that's fine, and I don't think you would fight with that.
No.
As opposed to, well, here's this extra different statutory layer, and that's what we're going to, you know, sock you with.
And presumably, Your Honor, that density would have been considered within the appraisals years going back. That didn't change. The density has always been there.
But the value of even a wannabe TDR is going to be far higher than the incremental inchoate enhancement, because then the development can only apply to the sending site.
That is exactly correct. And what we have here, to illustrate the point, the county assigned a separate, distinct square foot value to these TDRs as though they already existed.
So you could, in theory, you could take them anywhere and tack them onto any receiving site.
You could.
Which, lawfully, you couldn't, but the valuation model assumed you could.
That's correct. The valuation model assumed there was a market and that you could go out and look at other TDR sales, of which there were like two in the county, and try to come up with some sort of value. Of course, the problem with that was, and as we illustrated in our pleadings, the first year they started at $70 a square foot. The year after that, it went down to 60. Then it went down to 45. What changed? All the change was that we were coming in and saying, hold on a second, how are you taxing these TDRs? How are you taxing these? You don't actually have TDRs yet. How can you tax these? And the county said, well, we'll lower the value.
And if the county had simply adopted 2316.2, they actually could have used that scheme.
Correct.
So the problem is that, from your perspective, is that the county wants the benefit of 2316.2 and the benefit of 750.
That's exactly correct, Your Honor. And I think what's important to point out is it's not just, the difference isn't just that the county board's the middleman. There's 12 other differences as well that we pointed out in our briefs. In order to enact 2316, a county or a locality has to enact an ordinance with 12 specific requirements. None of those are in Arlington's ordinance. And some of those requirements from an economic perspective make sense. For example, the amount of receiving sites has to equal or be greater than the amount of sending sites. What does that ensure? That ensures that TDRs, if they're on a sending site, can be sold or at least marketed, saleable in some way, an arguable value, but they can at least be sold somewhere. If you didn't have an equal number of receiving and sending sites, we'd have a problem. It would be an imbalance. It wouldn't be really a market. But because that 2316 ordinance requires at least as many receiving sites, it ensures the market. And now you have a transferable development right. You have an alienable property right, which is not a power set.
Which can easily be assessed and taxed.
Correct. And in fact, I think it has to be under 2316. As we know,
because 2316 means you don't include that inchoate enhancement on the sending property.
That's correct. Yeah, a TDR, when it legally exists, which it can only under 2316 pursuant to that type of an ordinance, is something above and beyond an inchoate interest. It is a property interest. It actually exists. It's a unit. It's a square foot value. In Arlington, that can't happen. That can't happen until the receiving site has been approved. I think an interesting question in this case is, well, you know, are the TDRs taxable in Arlington after the receiving site's approved? Our argument is they're not taxable then either, because there is no statute, there's no constitution, there's no authority, there's no case law. There is no case in the United States that has upheld the tax on a TDR.
Yeah, but so wipe away, you know, the more recent enactment on the theory, let me suppose that because they didn't enact an ordinance that had all these 12 things, you default back to 15.2750, and there's all those provisions that talk about assessing real estate that are very broad. I mean, they just sweep everything, and it doesn't talk about just the dirt or the buildings or whatever. So why isn't the answer that you just tax them under all of those statutes and under the umbrella of 750.
I think this goes back to Your Honor's question earlier, which is that perhaps you could consider them an inchoate interest, some sort of potential density that can be included in the valuation. Again, presumably that was already included in years prior to 2012. That didn't change. The problem in this case is that the county went a step further, and they valued the TDRs as discrete property interests and came up with a square foot value totally separate and distinct from the underlying property value, multiplied it by those TDR rights as though they were already there, and added it on.
How were before the enactment of the more recent 2316, et cetera, how were these taxed under 750?
They weren't. Actually, our case was the first in which
TDR. Lucky you.
Now, since we filed our case, there have been other properties that have been taxed. But, Your Honor, it's a very... it's a new system. This was one of the first TDR transactions to occur in Arlington.
I mean, it does seem odd to say, we're the General Assembly, you know, here's this new thing that you can do, and then what? What did it mean other than, I mean, we're creating a market, but we're not going to tax it? It just seemed odd.
It did, and I think that one year later, the General Assembly clarified that, well, okay, there seems to be a question about whether these are taxable. Here's how they can be taxed.
But why not repeal 750, having done that?
Good question.
Okay, all right.
And in fact, 750 had an interesting self-expiration clause in it. If Arlington or any other county manager plan of government jurisdiction, of which there are none now, didn't enact an ordinance by 2008, it would have expired, 15.27.
Why isn't the possible explanation, if we're hypothesizing legislative intent, that, look, Arlington, if you want to do this, if you want to have overarching control over every transfer of every single TDR in the county, fine. But you can't tax it, not separately. So it's your call. You can tax it if you want to, but you're going to have to play by all the rules that everyone else plays by, or you can not tax it and have control over every single transfer in the whole county.
To be quite frank, I'm not sure the legislature was thinking about tax when it implemented the density transfer provision in Arlington. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's because the legislature didn't think that was really a real estate, taxable real estate interest. What we know from the statutory interpretation is that, as this court has stated, when the legislature speaks about something specifically, which it has, 15.2.2316, but doesn't mention that somewhere else, it means that. It means something. We have to take the legislator at its word. We can't hypothesize. If you want to tax TDRs, the county can.
One last question. You questioned whether or not post-transaction, where the receiving site accepts its TDRs and the county approves it, whether it can be taxed separately then. Why wouldn't the answer to that be, first, it's not relevant to our case since your claim stops at 2015, but wouldn't the answer to that be, no, you don't tax them separately then either, because you've enhanced the value of the receiving site, and now you're back into the absorbed value of the receiving site with the enhanced development rights?
That's correct. The question, I guess, was, after they approve the receiving site, but the severance hasn't happened yet.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Should they still be taxable on the sending site? That's kind of an open question. I think that's a closer call than what we're here to decide today. But again, that wasn't the case here. Before we even filed this lawsuit, there was an approved receiving site. Since then, there hasn't been. It's complicated things.
You wanted to save some time.
I did.
You're down to 117.
I'll reserve it for now. Thank you.
Mr. Chief Justice, may it please the Court, R. Trambley, Deputy County Attorney, of course, on behalf of the appellee in this case. This is a case where the appellants took development rights or density they had on their site. In other words, they could have used on their site, but because they wanted to preserve these apartment buildings, they asked the county to let us preserve the apartment buildings and let us sell off these density rights to somebody else. In a way, they sort of had their cake and ate it, too. They could preserve this property, but they could also have development rights they could sell and eventually did so. If they kept those density rights on that site, there's no question they'd be taxable. results shouldn't be different simply because now they can sell them to somebody else.
Under the "you can have your cake, you can have your cake and eat it too" argument, why didn't Arlington adopt 2316.2? We wouldn't be here today if it had.
Well, first of all, they're not parallel ordinances.
That's quite obvious.
Arlington was given greater authority under 750 than the legislature gave other localities under 2316. 750 is broader than 2316 in that it's not limited to density and permitted uses. Arlington is permitted under 750 to define what other rights they can transfer.
But the escape hatch is that with 2316.2, you have a TDR prior to there being an approved transaction. And under 750, you don't.
Well, I don't think that's correct, because even for a transfer, they had TDRs they could sell. They assigned a value down to the penny and down to the square foot. And I suggest
they had excess density that they could find a potential purchaser for, and then come back to the county and say, "Hey, we've got some unused density. They'd like some unused density. Would you approve our specific development plan that includes this transfer of density?"
Because in Arlington, to use excess density, you need approval of the board to put it somewhere else.
Under 750?
Right.
Okay. Do you need the exact same approval under 2316.2?
If you have a buyer at the same time, no.
Okay. So basically, I mean, his argument seems to be rather simple. Under 2316.2, there's something more than an inchoate interest out there in the ether. There is a market. There is the ability to value that market, and it can be taxed once it's valued. With 750, Arlington gets a benefit. Arlington gets to hold tight to exactly where the density goes. But Arlington also has a burden, potentially, and the burden is that there's no you have to fall back on the generic taxation statute and make that particular argument that you're making and that you make with very capably in your brief. But I'd like for you to acknowledge that, in fact, that's the benefit and the burden to Arlington's position.
Well, certainly the benefit is they control more tightly the development in the county. Arlington is a compact urban county. It's really not like any other county or a city in the state. It very tightly controls the development in its metro rail corridors. I think it's the only jurisdiction that isn't that has a metro rail corridor running through it. And the development of that that's where all this density has value. And I think the U.S. Supreme Court considered this identical issue in the Sudan case. That was a case where a property owner was given TDRs. The property owner didn't even ask for it. Was given TDRs, didn't try to do anything with them, didn't try to sell them.
That was not a constitutional.
It was a constitutional case.
Okay, go ahead.
It was a 1983 case under the Fifth Amendment, and there was a taking without compensation of the property.
Not the same issue that we're dealing with.
Not
here.
Precisely, but it goes to the same issue of that these things have value before you try to sell them. And in that case, the government argued that the lawsuit was not right because the property owner didn't try to sell these TDRs, didn't have any approval to sell them. And what the Supreme Court said was, whether or not an agency approves a particular transaction doesn't mean they're not sellable. That the fact that a particular transaction doesn't get approved doesn't mean you can't sell these, and therefore it's a matter of fact for trial to determine how you value TDRs.
Yeah, and frankly, I mean, I don't think he's arguing that excess density, whether it is inchoate or whether it is concrete, has value. If there is a piece of property that could potentially in the future have a TDR under 750, the value of that property has increased in some, again, in some ethereal manner. It's going to have greater value than otherwise. But the question becomes, is it a taxable value where you can actually put a particular value on the inchoate right?
Well.
Or do you just simply look at the broader market and say, look, the broader market is that if you've got something along Wilson Boulevard that has that does not have its full density under your current zoning, it's going to be worth more than a similar property on Ridge Road in South Arlington, because you don't have excess density there.
You actually could not transfer it to Ridge Road because that's not in the metro rail corridor.
I'm talking,
but the value is.
I'm saying, but that's exactly my point.
Right.
If you're in the metro corridor, you're going to be more valuable generally.
So. And developers know what development is worth per square foot. It's really not difficult to value these.
Well, between 2012 and 2015, did the Arlington County valuation of the sending site include a single dollar attributed to unused development potential?
They valued the TDRs that were certified by the county board.
Now, I'm not talking about the separate valuation of the TDRs. I'm talking about the valuation of the sending site, qua sending site.
Prior to certification of the TDRs by the county board, no, that was not assessed because there was no approval to use the excess density. Once they got this site plan approved and got approval to put this high-rise apartment building there, then they had approval excess density with the TDRs. And then they were being assessed.
Why didn't you simply tax at a valuation model the sending property as opposed to tax separately the non-existent TDRs?
They were taxed as part of the sending property.
What I mean
assessor
is,
did was he taxed the existing garden apartments there, took their that garden apartments income, capitalized it, and determined the value of the existing business that was running there. On top of that, there were now 405,000 square feet of density rights that could be sold, and they valued those at a market rate.
But the valuation model of a TDR is a buyer-seller valuation. The valuation model of an enhanced piece of property because of unused potential on that property alone is obviously a fraction of that.
But it was, they at that point, once they were certified as eligible to send those TDRs, they had a right in property they could sell.
If you approved it.
If it was approved. But the Supreme Court in the Sudo case that I mentioned said
all I have to say is a 1983 takings case is pretty far afield from a Arlington County property valuation case. At least to me it is.
It's a different issue, but it's the same. It comes down to the same point that it's not, the value is not determined based on a particular approval on a particular transaction. They still could be sold. And the starting point, I guess the answer to your question is Arlington didn't have to adopt an ordinance under 2316 because they already had authority to do TDRs. And the starting point, I think, to look at this is what are the three basic rules of real estate valuation in Virginia? Number one, taxation is the rule, not the exception. You tax all property. Number two, all real estate is taxable unless exempt. And number three, everything that affects value must be considered.
Now, right, but what we're trying to figure out is how it's done as opposed to whether it's done, right? In other words, you isolate TDRs under these circumstances as a separate subject of taxation versus the fact that there's this potential to these garden apartments that might be realized in the future.
Well, I think there are two issues. There's the taxability, which I think is not in dispute. The potential is a matter of fact. Now, if you're in a market where you can't sell these things, they're an albatross, you can't do anything with them, maybe they have little or no value. But that's a separate question. Taxability is not the same question as value. Taxability, I think, is clear. 58.13201 and 1219 clearly require taxation of TDRs as interest in real estate. 2316 does not contain any language that excludes TDRs from taxation under 3201 or that preempts the field of TDR taxation to the exclusion of 3201. To the contrary, 2316 says TDRs are taxable real estate under 3201.
Can I ask you a question? I mean, I only ask this because I think it might be helpful in the tangential arguments that I've heard about the valuation of the property. But my understanding of what you said a few minutes ago is that property in Arlington County is valued based upon a capitalization of income.
Well, let me clarify that if I was not clear. In this particular case, there was an existing business on the property that was generating income. There were garden apartments there.
Right.
That had a historical income stream. The assessor looked at that historical income stream, capitalized that income to determine the value of the existing units on the property.
Right. And then my understanding of what you were saying is that once you provide a TDR, then the property is more valuable because it has this density that it can sell.
Right.
Which isn't being captured by the assessment.
That's exactly right. And what they did here was the assessor assessed it at $70 a square foot because that's what commercial real estate sold for in this quarter. And that's coincidentally the exact value that car companies put on these TDRs, $70 a foot.
So what it amounts to is this. Your assessor could have used comparables up and down that corridor rather than a capitalization of income approach. Could have just looked at the sale prices based upon square footage. Correct.
I think I'm misstating what happened.
I think
it's a misunderstanding of what happened.
Yeah. Well, there might be. Let me finish my question and then you can correct me if I'm wrong. But an appraiser can do that. An assessor can do that. There are comparable garden apartments throughout Arlington County. And I'm going to look at the comparables and I'm going to give a square foot value. Or the assessor can use a capitalization of income approach, which is what you would typically, I think, do for rental property. Is that correct? So what Arlington, to use a very technical Latin term, Arlington wants to have its cake and eat it too. Arlington wants the capitalization of income with an overlay of the square footage value based upon this inchoate right. Is that correct? You're not using a pure capitalization of income. You are taking two different approaches and you are putting them together to maximize the amount of taxable revenue.
Right. Capitalization of income has nothing to do with the TDRs. Capitalization of the income approach has to do with the income stream to the existing business there. That applying that approach, which is how you value income producing properties, values the apartment building and the business that's there. It just doesn't address the TDRs at all. The TDRs are now a new property right that's put on the property that needs to be addressed. So prior to the TDRs...
But under 750, it's not really a right. It's a potential right if the county approves a particular development scheme.
I'd say that's an issue of fact. That's what the court said below. Taxability, I think there's no question under 32 law, these are taxable interests in real estate.
Frankly, whether it's a right is a question of law based upon how we interpret the two statutes.
Right. Then the question is, do these TDRs have value, even though there's not a transaction? The Supreme Court in the Soon case said, yes, they do, and you can determine them by typical, normal valuation approaches. And that's what we argued to the court below. Yes, they're taxable interests in real estate, but the value is something that needs to be heard at trial, that the court can't decide as a matter of law without hearing evidence that they have no value. In Arlington, perhaps in some places, extra density rights don't have any value. In Arlington, they have tremendous value.
May I interrupt you and ask you before you close to address this one last point that we haven't talked about? We have a pretty strong doctrine in Virginia, and I'll read it to you. Statutes imposing taxes are to be construed most strongly against the government and in favor of the citizen and are not to be extended by implication beyond the clear import of the language used. That's one of those tiebreaker principles, which means when there's a pretty reasonable debate as to what something means, someone's going to get the thumb on the scale. And in this instance, couple that with the Dillon rule, the thumb on the scale is in favor of the taxpayer, not the taxing authority. So isn't that one canon a pretty seriated edge into your argument?
Only if the statutes were in conflict. That's the essence of their claim, is that 2316.2 exclusively preempts the field of TDR taxation. This court said in the Tiny House case, in the Virginia Restaurant Association case, that there's no preemption without manifest intention that being expressed by the legislature. And in the Corbett case, this court said, I think, the corollary to that rule, which is, in determining the meaning of a statute, in the absence of words specifically indicating the contrary, it's presumed the legislature did not intend to innovate upon, unsettle, disregard, alter, violate, or limit a general statute or system of statutory provisions. If the General Assembly wanted to limit TDR taxation 2316.2, they needed to say so, because 3201 sweeps so broadly it brings in all real estate interests, and nobody disputes these are interests in real estate that are taxable.
All right. Your time has expired. Rebuttal?
Thank you.
We dispute that they're taxable real estate interests. Maybe one way to look at it is that the county
had its cake and ate it twice, because it got more than just tax. It got preservation of the historic garden apartments, which was a policy, something the county wanted. This was a collaborative approach. This was on the county's list of potentially historic properties.
But they paid for it by giving you the TDR. They paid for it maintaining this historical site by giving you the TDR. You could value your land. You didn't lose the value of your land by allowing it to remain in its historical state, correct?
That is correct, Your Honor, but again, none of that happened until 2016.
Right, but you were saying they were having their cake and ate it twice. They paid for their cake.
Correct,
right?
But that happened in 2016, but the county's been taxing since 2012. So for 4 years, the county's been taxing. The historic easement didn't go through. The TDRs weren't actually transferable until, at the earliest, 2015. Didn't
they paid for the cake and gave it to you, but they wouldn't let you give the cake to somebody else.
maybe we've taken this metaphor too
far. Let's just cut to something else.
I will say, and I see my time's expiring, so unless there's any other questions.
All right, thank you very much. Call the next case.